Hello, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of our podcast, which is called Economics. It's been a long time since our previous episode. Nevertheless, I do have something notable to tell you. The topic of this episode might somehow confuse you, provided you don't have such an activity in your country, or have it in an alternative way. That said, I'll try to lay down my message clearly. So, this new episode will be about Student Olympics in Russia. I'll share with you my recent personal experience of taking part in such an activity. What does it mean for students in Russia? What was my preparation like? And do these Olympics match with their purpose? Let's find out. In the nutshell, the concept of Students Olympics in Russia can be described as a set of exercises that test one's level of knowledge in a given field. For instance, Olympics in economics might consist of exercises requiring your deep understanding of complex macroeconomic models, like ASLM or Solow model, ability to calculate the equilibrium state of a market, or even interpret econometric analysis layouts. A ton depends on the level and the institution responsible for the Olympiad. Generally speaking, these Olympiads might be considered as extracurriculum activities that are free of charge. Moreover, students are encouraged to participate in them. Obviously, nobody takes part in such Olympiads just for sake of interest. In addition to a possibility to boost up your knowledge during the preparation stage, final incentives might include monetary stimulus, internship offers, and benefits for the application for magistrate programs. All in all, in most of the cases, students decide to participate in such Olympiads in order to receive some benefits, and gradually the system adjusts to their demands. Honestly speaking, I've never participated in Students Olympiads until yet, but I'll return to it later. My major objection to these Olympiads, particularly on economics, is that they narrow the focus of subject perception among students dramatically. Exercises become highly standardized to the extent that they completely come out of the theoretical and practical ground and literally create some new Olympic economics. Let me call it Olynomics. You know, it's highly time-consuming to go through all the steps of the Olympics, since they may constitute up to 4 stages, without counting of appeals stages, of course. Surely, this routine gets one prepared for real-world challenges, but it's a substitution of terms, what is not acceptable for me, at least. Apart from the arguments listed above, I can also say that, based on my own experience, a statement that the skills acquired during one's participation in the Olympics will greatly boost your career perspectives is usually inconsistent. Just that employers mostly search for inspired individuals capable of solving complex tasks based on creativity and dissimilarity. Regarding Olympiads, they lead to exactly the opposite state of mind. I always stick to my own approach to use case study and critical analysis to make my knowledge in the field more solid. Barely could I think that anytime soon I would be about to take on such a challenge. The matter is that since I'm planning to become a researcher in economics and build my academic career, it's vital for me to be selected for a high-level magistrate program. As you already know, Student Olympiads serve as a really powerful booster in that sense. Obviously, I could simply rely on entrance exams, but risks are inappropriately high to act so irresponsibly. So I had to sacrifice my preconceptions and apply for an Olympiad. Had I known what I would be to deal with, I would hesitate perhaps, but I wouldn't neglect this opportunity still. Okay, let's talk about what actually motivated me to take part in the biggest national Olympiad. Surely the most decisive reason to participate in the biggest national student Olympiad was to gain some additional benefits for the further education. Nonetheless, this is not the only rationale. Additionally, I can mention 2 another motives. Firstly, I simply wanted to internally analyze the organization of this Olympiad machine and verify my prior hypotheses. Secondly, given their final result is disappointing, I would still refresh and systemize my knowledge for the entrance exams. So, overall, my decision to take on this journey stemmed from a good prioritization. As the most determining point of foreseeable future is magistrate application, I should put my best efforts exactly on it, so as to make sure that everything that is possible to attain this goal. Olympiads are no exception. So, you may easily ask me why I didn't choose some less competitive track to write, not exactly economics. Obviously, the more competitive the track, the higher demand it attracts, so the more beneficial it might be. A Konamic track was the most demanded since it's literally universal and opens up dozens of opportunities to take the best seat in a magistrate program. Even though a commonly held perception is that only a handful of local universities reap all the rewards in that track, it didn't stop me from participation in economic track. And guess what? I managed to challenge this preconception. To be honest, I'm not really good in advanced microeconomics, so I bet for macroeconomic section, which I felt more comfortable with. Moreover, macroeconomic section was one of the few sections of all the Olympic tracks that was more or less unstandardized and left the space for your own ideas and the manner of argumentation. But wasn't it easy to just proceed with another track, say logistics or accounting in that sense? The fact is that no, it wasn't. Those more specific and less competitive tracks appeal to students who don't plan to build a academic career and more interested in the position in some respectable company in some sector. For those like me, the only suitable option was economic track since it examines your general understanding of economics. Thus, the competition was high. Well, how did I arrange my preparation activities? I reckon that preparation is everything for whatever activity that you're about to take. Taking account of the fact that I haven't ever participated in student Olympiads, in the first instance, I decided to ask my fellows about their experience in the activity and what pitfalls might become particularly sensible during my participation. They give me an advice to look through some early exercises and their solving, as every year has much in common with the previous ones. That's what I started with. Afterwards, I plunged myself into the work with students' books and articles on the subject. Particularly, my main knowledge sources were Macroeconomics, edited by Pindeck and Rebelfeld, and Macroeconomics, edited by Mitchell, Ray and Watts. My daily preparation routine varied strongly, but generally, I tried to focus on subjects that made me hesitate about it. The first stage of the Olympiad began in the middle of December, and it was an optional test, which basically shed light on the topics to pay additional attention thereafter. So for the other stages, I had almost complete picture of what to study from micro and macroeconomics. As in the case of English exams, I also opted for student books and hand-on experience with previous exercises rather than applying for some preparation course or watching YouTube videos. It's pretty obvious that without a good advisor and supervisor, success is likely to be unattainable. And in my situation, I'm wholeheartedly grateful to the people who helped me a lot and basically threw me a lifeline. It was my research supervisor and a teacher in micro and macroeconomics whose efforts and support made it possible to reach success. We thoroughly assigned responsibilities like case studies and models, ideas and algorithms, formalities and appeals. And it was a whole new experience to cooperate with my teachers in a different format of a holistic team where everybody worried about their success and desperately tried to carefully take account of everything. But for their contribution, I wouldn't be able to get my hand around several complex models. I would drown in a flow of appeals and some updates, and I wouldn't equip my final case presentation with perfectly illustrative historical example. To be more specific, the final exercise was a case related to a recent decision of Russian Central Bank to raise the interest rate to battle inappropriately high inflation in economy. My supervisor found an example from United States in 2004, when Fed also decided to turn it to neutral monetary policy and gradually raise the interest rate. Subsequent events are more than familiar to all of us. In the defense stage, juries highly rated such a retrospective approach, which made it possible for me to become a winner of the Olympiad. So, victory at the biggest national student Olympiad was something like a miracle for me, given that this was my first experience in Olympiads. Frankly speaking, I was not the only winner. Namely, I hadn't received any medal or cup, and it was just a statement of my good result, as I was about the 10th in the final ranking. Medalists must have got more than 97 points out of 100 in the final stage, which was hardly ever achievable. But there still were a couple of participants who had been given a medal, which means that they literally didn't make the slightest mistake. Indeed, it looks pretty ambiguous since one of the parts of the final was Q's and A's, and it was particularly subjective activity. So regardless of the fact that there is a solid basis for conspiracy theory to take place, I would still admit that it's vital for you to live the Olympic life and love Olinomics in order to favor the highest marks. So, as a result of this journey, I'd been given an option not to take entrance exams for one particular Economics Magistrate program in a respectable university. Since I hadn't been prized medal, I didn't get any monetary benefits. During my bachelor studies, I've always been told that everything must be measured in terms of alternative costs, not only direct ones. That's why it's frivolous to claim that this result automatically means worthy achievement. On the one hand, surely I've got what I planned to get and what was the only possibility available for me. On the other, I've spent much time that let alone I could spend on some other articles, books and course completion. Based on that fact, was the decision to participate in an Olympiad justified? My position is that only time will show what was it like. I didn't broaden my knowledge, but I got a desired result. I didn't straighten my research foundation, but I challenged myself and gained some new experience. I didn't get a closer look at the research community, but alternatively I familiarized myself with an Olinomics community. And that only solidified my initial desire to become a researcher. That's what I consider the most important outcome of my participation. Actually, there were plenty of aspects that just got me going. First, online format is really burdening, as I had to arrange a space around me in the room to look appropriately in the Zoom chat where the semi-final and final took place. Secondly, a number of exercises of particular type posed big pressure, since there weren't any of their reviews in the literature, say some macroeconomic exercises were nothing else but a pure mathematics. Thirdly, and most importantly, what simply drove me up the wall was that the assessors didn't know some of the terms. Namely, they didn't know that capital sterilization had another meaning, and they didn't mark my answers right. Or the assessors even played dumb, especially when they didn't want to examine our appeal on the speaking and presentation part of the final stage, referring to the fact that allegedly this can be appealed, when in reality there wasn't any rule as such. The question for the very end. Does the format of the Student Olympiads improve students' capabilities overall? Well, probably it does, but spillover effects might easily outweigh any positive outcomes. What I'm trying to say is that while gaining some career benefits and changing oneself, students simultaneously develop template thinking and lose their creativity. I don't even mention stress and constant pressure of updates. Indeed, provided the student aims to build career in popular and well-paid spheres, this Olympiad might serve as a booster, but it only opens the gates, not leads further. So even in such a way, Olympiad's effects might be negligible. As I said earlier, a would-be academician would gain almost nothing as a result of these students' Olympiads, so my general outlook on this activity is negative. It's not really worthwhile a time and alternative costs spent on this. So thank you so much for your listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode and see you soon. Goodbye.